Animals just seem to know when the weather is about to change. We examine the science behind the weather lore on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Seems the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins. There's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were clamoring for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-905-6928. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-905-6928. 1-800-905-6928.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 25th, the 116th day of the year. Jazz great Ella Fitzgerald was born on this day, and Buddy, the first seeing eye dog, went on the job on this day in 1928. Your mutt may not be well-trained, but he might be able to forecast a storm. For centuries, people have noticed that animals seem to sense impending changes in the weather. Cows come home, roosters crow at night, pigs collect leaves, and birds and frogs make more noise than usual. What's the science behind all that weather lore? Generally speaking, those creatures are more sensitive to pressure changes or humidity than humans. They're not better forecasters than anyone else. They're just better at paying attention. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local forecast and more weather lore at almanac.com.